Been a while. How have you been? I haven't seen you around.
I've been great.
Good.
It's really good to be in here.
We visit in April about your event coming up, and it's still technically March, but I bet it feels like Gala de la Casa is getting close for you.
It is. We are really busy right now, and April is also Child Abuse Awareness Month, and so we have got so many projects going on, but our fundraiser is the biggest.
Well, talk about that, but I feel every time we talk, I want you to explain your organization to people because, as you know, and you probably have to explain it to people a lot too, it's worth an explanation.
Sure. Southeast CASA is a local nonprofit dedicated to supporting children who have experienced abuse and neglect. CASA stands for Court-Appointed Special Advocates, and those are volunteers that we train to speak on behalf of children in our foster care court system and advocating for their best interests in court. So these are children that have been removed from their home already due to abuse and neglect allegations and are now in foster care.
I would imagine with your job, it feels really good at times to be a champion for children, and then also some pretty tough, heavy things that you have to go through as a part of that as well.
Yes, we see some pretty nasty homes, just, you know, some really malnourished children. You know, it takes quite a bit for a child to be removed from a home. It's not an easy thing. It's not taken lightly. But the great thing is that when we come in and we are advocating for them in that court system, that they are already in a safe environment in a foster care. And so we know while we are working the case and the volunteers are working the case, that that child is finally safe, hopefully thriving with good nutrition, education, and just being loved.
Getting them in a place that they can thrive and grow.
Yes.
I like your logo too. Kind of random little thing out of nowhere, mm-hmm. But the heart with the, and is that, is there a child on there?
It is a child and with the heart, and that logo, his name is Sparky. So
really?
Yes, that's the National CASA.
Oh, I thought
logo.
Maybe you named that.
No, okay. National CASA named that. So he's called Sparky.
So National CASA, do you go on trips and conferences where you can connect with other folks that do what you do?
Yes. So there is a National CASA conference every year, and that helps us with our expert witnessing, visiting with judges across the country, just learning new things about substance abuse, you know, our constant in-service learning that we have to do. And those conferences are very important, but we also go to several across the state for child welfare and making sure that we are up to date on how we can best help these families either reunify with their children or unfortunately have a termination in that court system.
Well, thank goodness there's people like you and other people around the nation doing this. And I hope that you all are taking care of yourselves too.
Yes, we have three in our office, and we do make sure to take care of ourselves. We just have a really good working relationship, and we each have different positions, which helps because we're not on top of each other. And we have to laugh a lot. And even at our board meetings, we laugh. That is most important, to be able to laugh, because we can't go home and talk to our families about these cases. But going home and laughing with our families, just the laughing is the most important, I think. And we have little lunches brought in that we take care of with each other just to make sure that, and yesterday was our case manager's birthday, so we went to El Tapatio for lunch. But just those little things are important to make sure that we're all getting through our day. If someone is having a hard day, that's very understandable. And as their supervisor, I just tell them you need to take a break. And if you need to go home, you need to go home. It's just important that we're taking care of ourselves first, because we can't take care of the children if we're not taking care of ourselves.
Your work family.
Absolutely.
Good. Well, let's talk about some fundraising, because I know financial stuff is important and needed. So a chance to raise some money and have a good night with the community. Gala de la Casa, tell us all about it.
Yeah, so we are having the Dueling Duos piano come in from Sioux Falls, and they are going to be entertaining us for a couple hours. They are very good about getting the crowd up and going. 50% of their tips will be going to Southeast CASA. It's down at the brewery in downtown Yankton, and it is Saturday, April 12th at 6 o'clock is social hour, and then the Dueling Duos show starts at 7. At 6 o'clock with our social hour, we are going to be having heavy hors d'oeuvres. And so when we say heavy hors d'oeuvres, I mean come hungry, because you don't need to eat supper. We're going to have a ton of food. And then during that social hour, we will have the ending of our silent auction, because our silent auction goes online April 1st, and we have some excellent auctions going on. And then we also will be having a ton of raffles. The community has been so generous with their raffle items and gifts for the silent auction that we hope that everyone comes down just even for that if you're not interested in the dueling pianos. But with the dueling pianos, it's going to be absolutely amazing.
I think people really enjoy that format of entertainment and get some energy out of it as well.
Yeah, I'm hoping to see some people stand up and dance and request a lot of different songs. I'm just looking forward to all the excitement.
Do you want to tease us with any of those auction items, or do you want to leave it a mystery? It's up to you.
Oh, I can definitely tease you. So we have a Fairway to Heaven package for our golfers and a Treat Yourself package with facials and different massages. We have a Sioux Falls Night Out, which is a night at the Hotel Phillips, and a gift certificate of $200 to go out to eat. So that's a great package for a couple. We have D-Day football tickets for USD. We have 4 football tickets for SDSU. We have Supernova tickets for Omaha. We have 8 different Twins versus the Blue Jays tickets versus the Twins on June 6th. We also have a Sioux Falls Day Out package and more. And these are just our online auctions. The raffles, there are so many. Our office is so full right now. I'm looking forward to getting it all taken down.
It says a good time is coming.
Yes.
Good.
Absolutely.
Good. Well, let's get people ticket information. How do we get them there?
Yes, they can go to our website at southeastcasa.org and just go to the events page, and you can see the place to buy your tickets there. And then starting on the 1st, there will be a tab so that you can go straight to the silent auction page as well.
What a great way to come out of winter with a nice event like this, and I hope it goes really well. Thanks for sharing with us.
Thank you.
Anything I forgot to ask or anything else you wanted to mention?
No, I just do want to mention some of our top sponsors. So Mike and Dr. Mary Lee Villanueva, Core Trust Bank, Marla Woodward and Huff, and Yankton Saratoma are our top 4 sponsors. We currently have 11 sponsors, and we are very excited, and we just thank the community for that support. This helps put this event on and brings it to Yankton. And, you know, even if you're not coming for the children, come just to listen to the dueling duos and participate, because it's going to be a fun, entertaining event.
And you can count on us to keep telling people about it up until it happens. Thank you, Stacy.
Thank you very much.